You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Tuesday, January 16th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert. I've got a full house with me today. I've got Eric Pruitt, Anna Peterson, and Mike Boucher from the Driftbuster Snowmobile Club. And everyone, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Great.
A little chilly, but we're doing good.
And recently there was the snowmobile training that just took place a couple weeks ago. How did that go?
It went really well. I was kind of skeptical up till the day before because we had no snow. And then that Friday afternoon, we got a couple inches. It was just perfect amount to have the safety training class. Had the little test track set up outside the arena there, so everything went good.
And how was the participation?
We had 16 kids, which is kind of down from normal, but with no snow, everybody kind of loses interest. And in fact, on Friday, I only had 8 signed up, and also on Saturday morning, we had 16. So it's a pleasant surprise there to get the few extra kids. We usually have around 25 or 30, so the numbers were down, but that's to be expected with the lack of snow.
How important is it to make sure that you're having these safety training programs, especially for the kids?
Yeah, it's really important because, like I said, there's no other motorized vehicle that a 12-year-old can drive by themselves except for a snowmobile. You know, ATVs need to be 16, cars 16, but a snowmobile, motorized vehicle, age 12, and you can ride by yourself on it. You can ride before that, obviously, if you're under the supervision of a parent or guardian, but to go completely on your own at 12 years old is kind of a big deal. It's a lot of responsibility, so we take that seriously in teaching the kids how to safely operate a snowmobile and obey the rules of the trails and stuff like that.
Is that going to be the only safety training class for snowmobiles this winter?
Yeah, we in Crookston here only offer it one time per year, but most other towns all around us also offer it. So that's kind of the beauty of the online class. The kid can do the online portion of the class at home on their own time. And once they've completed that, they can take their printed voucher to any class in the whole state that's offering the safety field day. So if our date doesn't work out for some reason to a conflict with sports or family gathering or something, they're sure welcome to go in any other town, which can be researched on the Minnesota DNR website. It has a list of every class offered.
Well, glad to hear that the training went well, and that was not too long ago, as there's going to be a couple of events coming up here in the near future, both of them in February. So which event would you like to start talking about?
Well, the Galentine's Designer Purse Bingo is what's coming up next, and Shannon Knack and I have been planning that. It is going to be on February 13th, and we just wanted to do something for the women of the area. So it's going to be February 13th, and we are going to be having a vendor show from 5:30 to 7 up at the Crookston Eagles. And then the bingo will start at 7 o'clock, and it is, if you want to buy tickets ahead of time, they're $40, and that is for 15 games of bingo, and then it is $50 at the door. And all proceeds from this event are going to be going to trail maintenance. We do get some grant and aid paid for our trails, but not all of our trails are covered right now by grant and aid. So this helps cover some of those trail maintenance. And we're going to be having a really fun time that night. We have 10 vendors right now for our vendor show. And then we have some sponsors for our evening. We have some people that have been sponsoring our purses. We also have some name brand coolers that we're going to be having that night. And so it's been really fun.
How important is it to hold an event like this?
For us, it's really important because we need to do fundraisers, and like I said, in order to raise money to cover the costs for like our groomer expenses, our fuel expenses, we have to do trail signing in the spring, and all of those kinds of things. So for us, fundraising is definitely important for our club.
What are some of the vendors that will be there?
Some of our vendors that we have coming are going to be Pampered Chef, Plexus, Be Linked Permanent Jewelry, Simply Boutique, The Lemon Clay Home Jewelry, 31 Sensity, Revitalized Candle, and Pamela's Party Balloons and Gifts. So a really nice variety.
And what's the process like of putting together an event like this?
Well, so far, you know, Shannon and I, we talked about it. We've talked about it a lot at the club, and her and I just kind of took off with it and have spent a few nights planning together, and we have gone around looking for sponsors and looking for, you know, people that wanted to be vendors and just putting it all together. So, yeah, some of our sponsors that have helped us out in this event, that is Choice Therapy of Crookston, Icy Mugs, Erickson Embroidery, Second Street Boutique, Aaron LaPlante, State Farm Insurance, Kylie Simmons, Dakota Home Real Estate, Christian Brothers Ford, Carrie Larson Hair Connection, Bremer Bank, Annette Thompson Investments, and Crookston Valley Co-op. So, yeah, we have a lot of area businesses that also have been really interested in helping us out. So
it's really nice that you're getting that local support.
Right, exactly.
And is there like a website or any contact information that people can find out more info about this event and then the next one we'll be talking about?
Sure. So in order to get tickets ahead of time for the event, we have flyers up that are on our Driftbusters Facebook page where you can connect to get tickets. You can also go to our website, which is driftbusterscrookston.org, or you can contact myself, Anna Peterson, at 218-280-8994.
And again, it's going to start at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And is that going to be the vendor show?
Yes, that's the vendor show starting at 5:30.
And then bingo will start at about what time?
Bingo's at 7 o'clock.
All right. And there are 15 games of bingo that will be played?
Yes.
And then are there prizes that people can win? Or
they will. The purses will be during the bingo time, the purses and coolers. And then we will be doing door prizes about every 20 minutes throughout the vendor show.
So a really exciting event.
Absolutely.
And that will. And where will that be taking place?
Up at the Crooks and Eagles.
All right. So get your calendar set for that. It'll be Tuesday, February 13th at the Crooks and Eagles Club. Should be an exciting event. We'll circle back and revisit that here in a few moments. But let's also talk about the Driftbusters Dash that's going to be coming up on the 24th for Adam Parno.
Yeah, so it's something that we've done, kind of we've built off of for many years. A lot of people in the community probably remember what used to be called the Ratty Ride that the Ratty family from Fisher had put together. I guess last year we had taken it over to kind of keep that ride tradition going of, you know, there's lots of other area rides and we wanted to, it's kind of a gap towards the end of February, so we wanted to keep that going. So we had very good success, and I guess our mission last year is, you know, whatever proceeds we make, we want to find a charitable organization to donate those funds to. So last year we decided to donate to the veterans ride. So every year there's a group that puts together a ride. The location switches in the state every year, but in 2024 it's actually in Grand Rapids the end of January. Hopefully there's snow to have it. So that's last year, that's where we decided to donate our funds. This year we decided, with Adam being a club member and the Parno family starting the 501c3 Get Kids Outdoors, we felt like that was going to be a great spot to help collaborate and to donate the proceeds from this event to that organization.
So what is going to be taking place at this event?
Yeah, so I guess what the ride is, for anybody that doesn't know, so it's kind of the nice part about it is it's, you can kind of do or go on whatever kind of route you want. You don't have to go to all the different stops, but we have various stops in Crookston and other surrounding communities. And I guess what the basis is we have a punch card that's going to have all those businesses and locations on it. And the more stops you make, the more chances when we meet at the end of the day, the more chances you'll have for door prizes. So the businesses that we have in Crookston that will be participating is Minocqua Golf Course, Irishman's Shanty, Icy Mugs, and Draft Sports Bar and Grill. And then we also have the Fisher Legion in Fisher, Erickson Smokehouse in Fertile, Sparky's 218 Grill in Red Lake Falls, Broadway Station in St. Hilaire, The Black Cat in Thief River Falls, Mix Bar and Grill in Warren, and the one and only in Euclid. So I guess we, our original plan was to end the day at the Crookston Inn, and unfortunately with what has happened there, that is no longer the case. So we are working at a couple different options of where we're going to end the night and have the different raffles and the different games that we have planned for that night. So I guess keep posted to our social media, our Facebook page, website. We can communicate that with KROX as well. But and I guess the one thing, obviously, you look outdoors, there's not a whole bunch of snow, but this is something that we're gonna do regardless. And even if you're not a snowmobiler, we've had people in the past just, you know, get friends together in a vehicle and do the route. So any way that you want to do it, but I guess for sure it's gonna happen regardless.
Yeah, multiple ways that people can get involved, even if they're not a snowmobiler. And again, just like the bingo night, a lot of local support too.
Yeah, we've had a lot of continued support for the Crookston Driftbusters in the community and businesses with outside the community that, you know, as clubs, when we have our Thursday night rides, we support these businesses and they're good to us and giving back. So I guess that's what we're looking to do as a club is, you know, get more people involved than what currently do, and just, yeah, give back to organizations within the community that are good organizations to be a part of.
Are there ways that people can get involved with the Driftbusters if they're not currently a member?
Yeah. So yeah, if you're not a member, you can contact any one of us, or like Anna said, look us up on Facebook or our website. But yeah, we have different membership options for the year, and that also includes becoming a member in our local club. Actually, you become a member in the state organization as well. So I guess, yeah, if you're new to the sport, or maybe you have used to ride and getting back into it, and some of your old people used to ride with maybe don't, and just looking for different people to ride with, there's lots of opportunities out there. So
what are some of the benefits to being a member?
You get, you know, firsthand knowledge of what's going on with our club, what our trail situation is. A lot of people think that trails just magically appear, the DNR puts them up, but no, it's all volunteer work, club members. There's over 22,000 miles of trails in the state of Minnesota, and like all except 1,200 of them are maintained by volunteer club members. There are a handful of miles of state trails that are maintained by the DNR, but it's not many. It's all reliant on local clubs, volunteers, and it's a lot of work. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff too that most people don't know what happens. A couple years ago, I got on the regional Mean USA board, which is representing our area with the statewide Mean USA club, and how they work with legislators and to get the laws, you know, passed. There's a lot of people, especially down in the metro, that hate snowmobiling, don't want any part of it, think it should be outlawed. And it's we fight tooth and nail to keep a lot of trails open and access to a lot of, you know, a lot of areas that are not accessible by car or by roads. The only way to get there, especially like, take for example, Voyageurs National Park. The only way to get up there is summertime in a boat and wintertime on a snowmobile. There are no roads up in that area, so it's, you know, it provides some unique opportunities as snowmobilers to, you know, see some scenery that you would otherwise never be able to get to.
And what goes into, like, maintaining these trails?
Every club, you know, they have a certain number of trails. We in Crookston, I believe we have grant and aid for about 71 miles, but we also have some other trails that are not grant and aid. We have a trail down to Climax for the last 5 or 6 years, and we get no assistance money on that trail. That comes completely out of our own pockets to pay for and maintain the trail. Like, we have to buy the sign posts. We get the little signs are actually provided to us from the DNR, but we have to do the posts. We have to go out and put the posts up, so we're driving back and forth, you know, gassing our vehicles and trailers and tools and stuff. Then we also, our club owns a groomer, so there's a lot of expense in owning a machine like that. We just put a newer set of used tracks on ours because new tracks were about $35,000, $36,000. We found a used set for about $10,000 and had them shipped here and put them on. And, you know, the amount of fuel that a groomer burns, it's, you know, 10, 12 gallons an hour every time you're running it. And the skid we're pulling behind to level and smooth the trail, you know, there's a lot of maintenance involved, especially running in the wintertime, cold temperatures, frozen ground. A lot of things seem to break that would not normally break if you were running it in 70 or 80 degree weather in the summertime. Cold is just hard on everything. So yeah, there's a lot of costs involved with the club. We also have to have trail insurance. So if anyone gets hurt or killed while riding on our trail, we have a liability insurance coverage for that. So yeah, there's a lot more that goes into a club than people think. That's for sure.
And a lot of hard work by everyone involved.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But we love it. I mean, we love the sport of snowmobiling, which is why we do it. And we want to see the sport stay here and continue to grow. That's why we do the youth training. You know, we want to see the future of the sport continue on with the young kids. So it's kind of all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, there's a lot of passion that goes involved and that's involved with snowmobiling and the sport as a whole.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And speaking of the kids, part of, you know, we get excited about seeing the kids join and seeing the kids, like seeing these 16 kids that came through as part of the Driftbusters Dash this year. We're actually having a kids event and a kids ride as part of that. There's going to be more details coming and on our Facebook page and on our website as part of that. But we are planning to, the plan is to leave about 1 o'clock from our determined location when we figure that out in the next day or two. But we will leave about 1 o'clock and we're going to ride to the warming track that we have with the Red Lake Falls Club. It's about halfway between here and Red Lake Falls. The plan is to do a marshmallow roast with the kids and the families and then ride back, and we'll be back to our determined location and to the check-in time so that then we can check in and have the supper and be back for door prizes and all of the fun with everybody else that's doing the big ride. So we're just planning this fun, smaller, manageable ride for families or anybody else that just doesn't want to do the big ride. They can do this smaller, more manageable ride. So it's going to be available to anybody who wants to do that this year.
And again, that'll be on February 24th?
Yes, that's going to be a part of the Driftbusters Dash Ride for Adam.
And then the other event that we talked about, the bingo night and the fundraiser night, that's going to be coming up on the 13th.
Yes.
And again, let's just recap what all is going to be going on that night really quick.
Okay, so we're going to be having purse bingo from 5:30 to 7. And then at 7 o'clock, we will be having the bingo event. And it is $40 for 15 rounds of bingo. You can get those tickets ahead of time, either by going to our Facebook page or going to our website at driftbusterscrookston.org.
And what's the Facebook page titled?
I think it's just Driftbusters.
Crookston Driftbusters.
Crookston Driftbusters.
Driftbusters Snowmobile Club Facebook page.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else that you guys would like to talk about here on today's Valley Talk program?
The only other thing I was going to mention is just if you haven't checked out our website, feel free to check that out. We have lots of good information on there. We have a interactive Minnesota trail map through the DNR, also snow conditions through the DNR. We have all of our club events posted on there. You can also get a link to ordering any of our Driftbusters gear on our website. And, you know, if you're out riding the trails, be sure to join a club because that helps pay for our trails. And anybody is welcome to come and join our meetings. We meet the third Tuesday of every month at 7:30 at the Crookston Eagles.
And one last time, that website?
DriftbustersCrookston.org.
Facebook page is Driftbusters Snowmobile Club.
Yep.
All right. Well, Eric Prue, Anna Peterson, Mike Boucher, thank you all for joining me on today's Valley Talk program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Wish for some more snow.
Right.
Yeah, thanks, snow.
We'll have to see what's coming up in the forecast, as that was Eric Prue, Anna Peterson, and Mike Boucher from the Driftbuster Snowmobile Club on today's Valley Talk program.